This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Episode with Dr. Ken Cronos. This is Christmas weekend, so we wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. I say Happy Holidays, Ken, because there are 14 or 15 different religious holidays around this time of year. So when people hide behind Happy Holidays, or they're accused of hiding, why don't you say Merry Christmas? Well, Christmas is only one of 14 different things that are going on, and I think just because folks are, they feel like they have to be politically correct, they say Happy Holidays, but I don't feel that at all. I wish Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year. That's just me talking about what the realities are and has nothing to do with medicine, but it's, you know, it's the time of year. So this weekend, we're talking about the usual items, that is the updates in research that Ken follows every week. He has research going on, a research arm in his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida as well, where he basically takes, because he's a cardiologist, he takes a lot of the work that he's doing and collates it and helps people understand what's going on, what trends there are. I know that you're a big believer in statins, and I know that there are, because they are cholesterol lowering, there are other things that are benefits. So let's, as you're a cardiologist, spend some time on some heart things, including the overview of statins and what they would do if you have a bleeding stroke, or would you not have a bleeding stroke if you were on statins? Would they prevent that sort of thing, or is that that Eliquis stuff that would prevent that? What, how do these things all fit together?
Whoa, let's unpack that also.
You love it when I ask you all those questions.
Well, I don't know if people can still remember your first question.
Well, you'll answer it appropriately and they'll remember the first question.
Well, anyway. let's just say I don't have a statin bias. I just have seen, I don't want to age myself, but I've been in practice alone 35 years, and that doesn't include medical school and all the training I did. And When I first started in medical school, we didn't have statins, and I can't tell you how many 3 a.m. wake-up calls everybody got, especially in cardiology, for these unexpected heart attacks. And these days, with the inexpensive use of aggressive use of statins, you just get so many fewer unexpected heart attacks when you use these drugs appropriately. And then people, you read on Dr. Google about all the adverse effects, and then you look at research done well across the pond in London, where they look at 20,000 people and they give half of them blinded. They don't know, people giving out the drugs don't know what they're giving out. People receiving the drugs don't know what they're receiving. And half get the placebo and half get the statin. And who do you think gets more side effects?
The people who had the statins instead of the placebo.
The people who had the placebo get more side effects.
Oh, they do? Oh, I
that is correct. That. And this, really? Is, this in the last year or two was a giant study done in England. Very well performed, excellent scientists, and much to a lot of our amazement, the people who got the placebo got more side effects than the people who got the actual statin. So I don't want to say that all of these muscle aches that people get from statins are placebo effects or in one's head, you know, not placebo effects, but just not real, but in one's mind, psychosomatic symptoms. But there are clearly a small fraction of people who take statins who get real, real muscle issues. Mm-hmm. And 9 out of 10 of those can be relieved by adequate CoQ10, as an aside. But I think a lot of the mild adverse effects from statins are due to people reading about it on the internet and then internalizing it,
yeah,
expecting they're going to get it, and they get it. But statins not only lower bad cholesterol very effectively, what they also do is the other half. They lower the inflammation in the circulation and help stabilize plaque. The main reason cardiologists use statins is not so much to lower cholesterol, which we want to do, lower the bad LDL cholesterol, but we want to stabilize plaque, because stabilizing plaque is what prevents a heart attack. And now we learn in a really good study, it also stabilizes stroke. And this was reported recently, and we now know that not only the benefits you'll get clearly in preventing heart attacks, but we really had presumed that it would have the same benefit in strokes. But published recently this month in Neurology Medical Journal is that these statins reduce the risk of bleeding strokes. An important breakthrough confirming what most of us already thought.
All right, coming up in a moment, a continuation of this thread of conversation with heart disease and stroke in the focus, because that's Ken's area of expertise. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology. Find him easily at 352-735-1400 for an appointment or a discussion. He's got lots of great research, and a lot of his bedside manner is fabulous. That's why people love to go see him. And never mind the fact that the advice that he gives is so important and so good. Dr. Ken with Doug on Good Day Health. Now, a thought brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. That was one of the things that we've been talking about here recently, the way that you, if you've had an operation or you get exercise, you've been on a diet, you've lost weight, the big question comes on how do you keep it off? Because so many times, as Ken has pointed out and others, the yo-yo effect of going on a diet, losing weight, then gaining it back again, really bad for your body. So if you get on the program by visiting toploss.com and seeing the benefits of this all-natural product that doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants, you don't have to go on any crash diets, Calitrin is the all-natural healthy choice to help you keep that weight where you want it. Go to toploss.com, see how the program can be great for you, maybe other members of your family as well. And right now they have the countdown going on to the new year, so you can benefit using the Doug logo at the end when you check out at toploss.com. You bought a number of months supply, like a 3-month supply. You get free shipping and the best deal possible, because right now, and most of the year, they offer you the opportunity to get 3 at the regular price, and they give you 3 more at, it doesn't cost you anything. So you get 6 for the price of 3. Pretty good deal, right? It's the non-toxic way to keep weight off. Check it out. Go to toploss.com. Make sure you use the Doug promo so that you can get the free shipping and the best deal. Calitrin, safe weight loss, safe to keep the weight off at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this Christmas weekend. People celebrating, people having a good time. Wasn't it once, didn't we talk one year about how much people, how many heart attacks there are after Christmas or after the holidays? And we always talk about how many heart attacks there are. If the weather's bad, you're shoveling snow, and you shouldn't be. But isn't it just the effect of the holidays sometimes, the eating and doing things you're not used to doing that causes heart attacks to a certain extent?
All of the above. We know that heart attacks occur at severe temperature extremes, the very cold times of the year, the very hot times of the year. We also know when people imbibe adult beverages too much. Cardiologists call this holiday heart. It puts people into atrial fibrillation. Also occurs. And just eating a bolus of fatty food, too much fatty food in a too short period of time is enough to stimulate those plaques to make them rupture and stimulate a heart attack. So this is time of year. It can be cardiovascularly treacherous. And just do everything in moderation so you can celebrate for many, many years.
But it also is the most wonderful time of the year in many ways because people tend to be more positive, more optimistic, and that has a beneficial impact on health in general, but heart disease and stroke and that sort of stuff too, doesn't it? Your attitude, your feelings, if you know, you're looking forward to the new year, all the new possibilities, new beginnings, right?
Absolutely. And this is why it's important not to be alone, but being with people you love, family, friends. That warm emotional feeling is so heart healthy because it lowers the mental stress, which is so important for keeping the circulation healthy. And yes, your attitude, our attitudes are so important for keeping our health good. And there's plenty of studies that show that being an optimist actually can make you more healthy. It can lower the risk of heart disease, strokes, and we were talking earlier about all these illnesses of thinking. Being an optimist will preserve your brain, your concerns about Alzheimer's, strokes, or heart attacks. Your attitude is so important. This is shown by good science. Having a positive attitude just lowers the stress. It helps you deal with whatever's going to come at you. And I promise all of us, things are going to come at us. And at the times we don't expect it, the times we don't want it, they will come. This is just part of life. And if you can deal with these aspects effectively, I promise you, you'll be on planet Earth a lot longer.
Well, it goes without saying kind of the idea of being an optimist. I also tie in spirit, mind, body connections. I think they're very helpful. The right attitude and feeling good about yourself oftentimes comes from good companionship. So that's why this is something that we all need to take, if you'll pardon the pun, to heart, and you know, make sure that we are thinking about our attitude. When you get angry at somebody, why do you get angry? Oftentimes, anger is a reflection on you and not on the other person who may be the victim of your anger, but anger does horrible things to your body, not only to your mind, but your body. Don't a lot of people have heart attacks when they get really angry? I think if you're...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Getting angry, you're usually not doing it for your health. And you just have to, you have to have a level where you know you're going to get angry and just make sure that's pretty high.
Take a walk away. All right. We continue straight ahead here on Good Day Health.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this is Christmas week. We're thinking about a lot of things that you might be doing and how it'll work for you to take all that food that you're ingesting. If we talk about your heart and your circulatory system, but certainly the business, we've talked on this program recently about yoga and all kinds of things. The activity quotient, though, you work out at the gym three or four times a week. I'm very cognizant of my physical activity, both concerted physical activity with weights and how I keep my body moving. But apparently, if you don't want to do a lot, you can do short bursts of physical activity, and they will help you. Does it become as good as a lot of physical activity, or is everything measured by how much time you spend doing whatever it is you do to keep physical?
I think with exercise, it's just doing what you enjoy to keep moving is what's key. And you mentioned what I personally do, yeah. And that works for me. I enjoy that, and if some people don't like doing it the way I do it the way, personalize it. Get the activity, the movement, however you like doing it. And this is a very encouraging report out of Nature Medicine this month that multiple short bursts of physical activity during the day do prolong life. So these are bursts in this study, 1 to 2 minutes, several times a day. And this is no more than maybe walking up a couple of flights of stairs instead of taking the elevator. Parking the car, not in front of the office doors. You have to walk a little bit before you get to the office. When you go shopping at the grocery store, don't park right in front of the door. Get a little bit of activity. Ways you can see throughout the day to just get these bursts of physical activity where you don't have to really change your lifestyle. You don't have to get dressed to go to the gym if it's too much. Everybody says, I don't have time to do it. You do have time. If I have time, you can have time.
Yeah. Right.
In your natural day, who doesn't have the option to take the stairs instead of the elevator? Who doesn't have the option to park a little further away from the front door at work?
I always do that. My lawyer is on the fourth floor of the building, and there's steep, long steps. Like each floor has 34 steps. I've counted them, believe me, many times. But I find, especially I run up the first flight, and then I walk quickly up the second flight, and then it's a little huffing and puffing on the third flight. But I think it's still much better than, unless you're in a hurry, and then you take the elevator. But if you're not in a hurry, run up and you know, just huff and puff a little bit. Probably,
you know, don't bring on symptoms. Do what we call symptom-limited exercise. Train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain. But doing those short bursts is going to prolong your life. This is out of Nature Medicine this month, and it makes sense, and it's... Look at your own life, and I'm sure within the day you can figure out ways to get these 1 to 2 minutes of short bursts of energy, of activity.
Well, it's what you know, what are you doing with the rest of your life? How much time do you spend in front of the television set? How much time do you, there's not much brain activity going on there. There's certainly no physical activity unless you're watching one of the channels that's selling you one of those, exercise machines, or there are a couple of guys that have these exercise programs and you pay $9.95 and go to town. Hoo-ha!
Do a little jogging or jumping rope.
Oh, dancing.
The commercials.
Unless there's dancing. Go dancing. Excellent. Good for you. Yeah.
Dancing's great aerobic exercise.
Yep, and or take the dog for a long walk. All of those things.
Another great example.
Yep, we got lots of examples. I'm going to go back to spend a little time on COVID and related issues in the next half hour of Good Day Health for this Christmas weekend. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. A shooting at the Mall of America, a massive shopping center in Bloomington, Minnesota, just before 8 last night, leaving one person dead. Security cameras showing the shooting escalated from an altercation between two groups of young males. Frigid cold continuing to blanket the USA, with the Midwest covered in snow, the Northeast covered in ice, and only a mild rise in temps on the way.
Christmas Day will get above freezing across parts of the South, a little warmer the days after Christmas.
The U.S. House of Representatives quickly approving passing a $1.7 trillion spending bill yesterday. Not everyone happy about it.
The appropriations process has failed the American public, and there's no greater example of the nail in the coffin of the greatest failure of a one-party rule of the House, the Senate, and the presidency of this bill here.
Corey Myers, USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Second half hour of the Christmas weekend edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, asking the questions and sometimes being a bit pejorative. I am not a fan of masking mandates. However, I do understand how masking could be good. I noticed that my frequent haunts to Los Angeles are now being echoed by the officials there and also in New York. There is not a mask mandate, but it's recommended strongly, and it makes good sense. The idea of being in close quarters, as you're listening to this program, I happen to be in Israel. And so the trip to Israel was a 10.5-hour ride on a plane, and a lot of people masking on the planes. In Israel, they're much more serious about masking. They don't have mandates, but they are very, very careful about how they conduct activity. No hugging, no kissing, no shaking hands, none of that stuff. And so they're taking it, and they always have taken it seriously. And I think they've been better off in Israel. I think what we've talked about over the last couple of years, they've basically all got shots faster, and they seem to have dealt with it better. Maybe it's because they're a small country, Ken. I don't know what the right why, but they certainly have dealt with it better, have they not?
They have been at the forefront, and Israeli physicians are outstanding, and they're great clinicians, they're great researchers, and we've learned a lot here in America from the Israelis regarding COVID-19 and the actions they've taken.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is that there's a lot of masking that's being recommended in big cities where there are lots of people and lots of people inside. Can you imagine going into, let's say, a Macy's in either L.A. or New York or any place in a big mall? That's a breeding ground. So for self-defense. And by the way, let's get to the bottom of this. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. But the masks that you wear are very important. If you want just mask theater, then you wear those blue things or the white things that don't really do you any good. If you don't have, what is it, N95? I think those are those microns. If you have the 95, that actually works. The rest of them, it's more theater. It's like going to the TSA. It's the, you know, just for show. At least that's the way I read it. What do you say, Ken?
Well, the N95, the KN95, and there also are these triple, three-layer masks that are effective. My humble opinion is, and I don't want to get into this debate because at this point you're not convincing anybody. Everybody's
got their own mind. Yeah.
And I'm not a big favor of mandates, but I like the idea of recommendations and then letting each individual make up their own mind what they want to do about masking. And don't make fun of somebody if they want to wear one, and then let people alone if they choose not to.
Yeah.
But if you have active ill, the other area is if you have active illness, then please wear a mask so you don't spread it around to everybody. But if you're just trying to prevent yourself from getting ill, wear it if you want. Don't wear it if you don't want to. But don't make anyone else feel uncomfortable about their personal opinion. We've got enough issues. We don't need another area of strife around us.
No, not at all. Okay, but with that in mind, one of the things that when we talk about the reality of flus and colds and COVID and that sort of thing, we talk in terms of humans. But dogs can also get colds and the flu. And apparently right now, there are a number of places across our country that are seeing dog flu outbreaks. What causes this, Ken?
Well, the same thing that causes it in humans are a man's best friend, woman's best friend, is having a flu epidemic just like us humans, their friends, the humans. So dog flu outbreak is being reported across the United States in higher numbers than we're accustomed to. So if you're noticing that your dog is not acting real well, you may want to bring him or her to the vet, get them checked out, because there's a good chance they have flu right now.
Yeah. Well, again, it's in how do you put a mask on your dog? Something to visualize, if nothing else. All right. I want to talk about this. There is something that you call my attention to that I thought was very important. There's a series of articles that deal with micro vascular dysfunction, degeneration. This is something that I'm going through, frankly, and I think that's why you sent it to me. But I think it's something that is important because there are a lot of people. I'm scheduled to have my eyes done the end of January. And when I say I have my eyes done, it's not a LASIK procedure, although a lot of people are getting that done. And I think there's some news this week about LASIK, if I'm not mistaken. But this is in terms of having the cataracts removed and new lenses put in your eyes. One of the things that I was curious about is whether, and every year when you get your eyes checked, everybody should get their eyes checked like they have a regular physical every year to see if you have any coronary, macular, vascular, whatever it is, the disease that comes from not having enough blood in your eyes, right? Am I paraphrasing this properly, or am I confusing everybody?
You're confusing me. The article that I sent you actually is about small vessel disease in the heart.
Ah. But it applies to the eyes as well. That's why I saw it and I did the eye thing, because that's what the doctors talked to me about, the same thing in your eyes. So anyway, let's talk about the heart because that's your deal.
But there are small vessels in the brain, there are small, and which the eye is part of. So there's small vessels in a lot of areas of the body. But what I sent you is one of my proudest accomplishments in medicine is early recognition and acceptance of small vessel heart disease. How much time do we have?
Let's not start this now. We'll pause for a moment or two, do a couple of things that are important announcement-wise, and then we'll come back to this. All right, so hold on to that thought. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. You can reach his office to make an appointment for the new year. Maybe a New Year's resolution is you'll take better care of yourself, and it could start with the really good advice of a really great physician. Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available either through telemedicine Zoom connections or in his office, 352-735-1400. At your service, 735-1400, area 352. I want to pass along some information to people like Ken and me who are small business owners. Ken owns his clinic. I own my production business. And we probably both qualify for this new COVID-19 payment coming from the CARES Act. If you go to covidpayment.com, they will explain how this works and how you might be able to use it to help you. If you're still struggling since COVID because your business was downsized or whatever happened, you're having a hard time getting back, but you don't want to give up, this could give you a real good shot in the arm. Get your hands on this money by going to covidpayment.com. The specifics are, if you got to have 5 employees or more on the payroll during COVID, and then you pretty much qualify for the $26,000 per employee. They'll help you pay them, help you keep your bills paid, and help keep the doors open. That's why the government is doing this, and that's why the folks at covidpayment.com are there to help. So you'll answer a few questions when you go online to covidpayment.com, all one word, and they'll do the rest after they figure out who you are and whether or not you're going to qualify. They do all the work. That's the important thing. And then they get paid a percentage of what funds you get. So go to covidpayment.com. This is, by the way, if you took PPP loans, not a problem. You still get this money. A lot of people didn't have to pay back their PPP loans as well, which is certainly a way to keep us all in business. covidpayment.com, the place to go to see about this $26,000 per employee. You got more than 5. Help yourself to the info and the help at covidpayment.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix pad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Let's get back into this microvascular dysfunction study. You've talked about it in different ways. Is this what you said to me a few years ago when you thought I had those little teeny, and you put me on to what's the process called? EECP, right? Is that what?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And the milestone that occurred this season, the American College of Cardiology, which is the mainstream cardiology group in America, actually on their October version of their magazine that they put out, front page highlighted small vessel heart disease, included EECP as a treatment. And for 20 years, I have been talking about this. And personally, one of my proudest, probably the single, if you ask me the question, what do I consider my proudest accomplishment of helping people in medicine? And that's why, hopefully, why we're all in this. And that's bringing awareness and new research and new knowledge to the whole field of small vessel heart disease. Because when a brilliant academic cardiologist in Stony Brook started collaborating with me over 20 years ago in this area, many people thought we had lost our minds. And we stayed the course, and we felt we were on the right track, and we did good science, and we didn't let those non-believers stray us from the main path. And this, in October, just recently, now finally 20 years later, profiled on the front page of the American College of Cardiology magazine, is a write-up about small vessel heart disease, what it is, how it can occur with big vessel heart disease, medium vessel heart disease, and some of the treatments. One of them they mentioned that we have pioneered using it for is EECP, this non-invasive mechanical treatment that stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. Small vessel heart disease is so common. About 50% of people who have a heart catheterization and you're told everything is fine, we now know it's not fine because there are these microscopic vessels that come off the big vessels that you can see, but these microscopic vessels get obstructed. They cause all the symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. And they can sometimes cause abnormal stress tests, especially in stress echoes and PET stress tests. Not so much in nuclear stress tests. They cause abnormalities. And if you have any of these symptoms that I mentioned and your doctor can't see the problem, talk to a cardiologist who's interested in small vessel heart disease. because most likely that's where the problem is. This is an incredibly common problem for all Americans of all age groups, not only women that it was originally described.
Wow. Good to know all that, and it's important to know that you, as a prominent cardiologist, were on top of that. I don't know, you and I started talking about it more than 10 years ago, I think,
absolutely,
if I remember correctly, as you examined me. So not something to play with or trifle with. I took that EECP, and it worked marvelously well. Word to the wise. Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken up next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's 53 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, Master of Ceremonies. Now, I ask the questions, Ken answers the questions. And don't forget, the people who question, where do we find Dr. Ken? How do I get more help? How is he available? You just call his office, 352-735-1400. They will facilitate a connection between you and Ken. Okay. So one of the questions has to come. I mentioned earlier the whole business about the eyes and the blood vessels in the eyes and cataracts and things like that. We were talking about microvascular issues. The people who have, I'm having, it isn't LASIK. It's another process that removes the cataracts. Because I don't have serious ones, but I've got them, and they're affecting my night vision. So what's this warning? Because a lot of times people will, when I tell them what I'm getting done, they'll say, oh, is that LASIK? No, it's not. Now, I know some people, including my son, that's had LASIK surgery actually a couple of times. What's the deal here? What do we have to be concerned about, Ken?
Let me talk about LASIK, but I must, before we go, we ran out of time. The brilliant cardiologist, academic cardiologist at Stony Brook, Dr. William Lawson, who collaborated with me early on, deserves so much credit, and I just forever am indebted to his cooperation and collaboration with me in the efforts we pioneered in microvascular angina. But moving right along, and I must give him so much credit, but moving right along, let's talk about what the FDA announced this week about LASIK. Apparently, this very common, popular, but not often covered by insurance procedure that you see a lot of advertisements for. Many people are quite satisfied, but apparently, don't shoot the messenger, the FDA is accumulating complaints from people who have undergone this procedure, complaints such as double vision, dry eyes, ongoing pain, the ultimate need for actually needing glasses when they thought they would not need glasses after this procedure. And the FDA has gotten together a warning that they're asking for comments about, and they are most likely going to release this warning. I'm just giving you a heads up that if you're going to have LASIK surgery, just make sure you investigate the person who's going to do it, their track record, talk to some of their hopefully satisfied patients, and just do your own important homework before you go. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this. I'm not saying you should. Just proceed carefully.
Mm-hmm. And then there are other things. As I said, the surgery that I'm having done isn't LASIK and isn't even related to it. It's much more complicated, but the results seem to be great. I'm having a hard time at night without glasses, seeing the lines in the road, I don't have blurred vision, but I certainly, when cars approach me on a narrow road, I'm looking for the edge of the road to make sure that I'm not going to run into anything. And I don't like that. With glasses, it's a little bit better, but still not comfortable. So good to know that part of the equation, Ken. And ask questions of the doctors, whoever they are. You ask questions. That's your job. Your job is to find out how this is going to work for you. It's not up to them. They're going to sell you something. Their people in the offices are going to try to sell you the procedure because that's how they make money. So,
get an experienced ophthalmologist. That, I think, is key in doing this procedure.
Right. All right, questions about how much time you spend on the toilet. Are you staying more than you need to because you're, like in every other aspect of too many people's lives, they're looking at those damn devices. So what's that doing? It's healing, is it killing our ability to eliminate properly, Ken?
Literally and figuratively. Well, another unexpected complication of the mobile phone lifestyle, it seems like those of us who use mobile devices a lot, it's affecting how long we spend in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And guess what? As we are spending too much time in the bathroom on the commode because we're on the phone doing whatever we use the phone for, it's promoting hemorrhoids, and it's also promoting constipation.
Great.
Hemorrhoids, right, because of the increased pressure on the vessels in that area of the body, and constipation because you're not thinking about what you should be thinking about, and things just get clogged up as your mind is not.
Hey, your mind, if you can't release in your mind, if it doesn't release the body, then the poop doesn't come out. That's basically the bottom line. All right, questions and answers from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.